الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعلموا أنما غنمتم من شيء فأن لله خمسه وللرسول ولذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل إن كنتم آمنتم بالله وما أنزلنا على عبدنا يوم الفرقان يوم التقى الجمعان والله على كل شيء قدير وقال تعالى ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم أذلة صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and beloved brother in Islam, this Mubarak month of Ramadan, which Alhamdulillah with the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we're experiencing currently, and may Allah ta'ala give us the ability and the tawfiq of taking maximum benefit from this month and witnessing many more of this Mubarak months of Ramadan to come. There were two great incidents that took place during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in month of Ramadan. In the second year after Hijrah, on the 17th of Ramadan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba went out. Lengthy incident, time doesn't permit us to go to the finer details. Many of us know the incident also, the occasion of Badr. The intention was to capture the caravan of Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan had great hatred for Islam, and his enmity for Islam was known to all. And he left no stone unturned in persecuting and harming the Muslims. However, Allah Ta'ala had intended not for them to capture a small caravan, but rather to face a large army. The Sahaba on that day were very small in number in proportion to the Kuffar, 313 as opposed to 1,000. Together with that, this small group of 313 Sahaba had only possessed 2 horses and 70 camels, and very poorly ill-equipped. But Allah Rabbul Izzat had intended for them to face this large army of Kuffar. And we find that subsequently the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came and the Muslims were victorious. Many years later, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once traveling with Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They were traveling from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara using that same route of Badr. And they were searching for the new moon. So when they reached that area of Badr, they settled there for the night. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu tells Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, let me lie down and perhaps I might be able to see the moon. So whilst they were camped at Badr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu tells Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu that this certain area prior to the battle of Badr, the day before the battle of Badr took place, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marked out with his fingers these certain areas and said that tomorrow inshallah by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certain mushrik is going to be killed at this point, and a certain mushrik is going to be killed at that point, and a certain mushrik is going to be killed at that point, and he showed them the areas. And as Umar radiallahu anhu mentions, that atika qasam in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the exact point that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown us the previous day, it occurred exactly like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us. Not 1 inch to this, or not 1 inch to that area, but the exact place that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that a mushrik is going to be killed, that was where the mushriks were killed. Thereafter, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentions, that 70 mushrikeen were killed on that day, and they were taken and thrown into an abandoned well. And as they were being thrown, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam questioned them, فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّ, that did you find that which Allah Ta'ala had promised you to be true, that the person who leaves this world would kufr and hatred and disbelief in Islam, he was going to be punished in this world and in the hereafter. Did you find that which Allah Ta'ala had promised you to be true? Inna wajadana ma wa'adana rabbuna haqqa. Verily we have found that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us to be the truth, that Allah Ta'ala had promised victory. In another hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala mentions, or Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala mentions, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was crying so much before the night before the battle of Badr. He was crying so much and he's pleading Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, if this small group of Sahaba are destroyed, you will never be worshipped. And he's crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hours upon end until Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala goes into the tent and takes hold of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that indeed, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted your dua and Allah ta'ala has heard your dua. Such was the crying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the night before Badr took place. Friends and elders, we find that there were two distinguishing factors that outline the victory that took place at the time of Badr. One was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the power of dua, and the other is the taqwa, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was present in the Sahaba. As Allah Ta'ala mentioned, وَلَقَدَ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assisted the Sahaba on the day and on the occasion of the battle of Badr. Why? Because they had the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran mentions, كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that how many times in the annals of history a victory is not according to numbers, power, strength and might. A victory is based on a person's reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times, fi'atin qalilatin ghalabat fi'atan kathiratan bi'ithnillah, that a small number, a small army overpowered and conquered a large army. How this took place? With the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ayat had come down in reference to one incident that had taken place amongst the Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى, that after Musa alayhi salam had passed away, Musa alayhi salam, as we know, had overpowered Firaun with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the army of Firaun was destroyed. But once again, the Bani Israel went back to slavery. And now they were under a Nabi, Hazrat Shamun alayhi salam, and they were going through slavery, difficulty, and the king at that time was very, very oppressive upon them. So they go to their Nabi and they request him that make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala perhaps send us a king. And this king, we will follow him and he will rule over us and he will take us in jihad and we'll be victorious by him. So Allah ta'ala accepted their request and their dua. And the Quran mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعْثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتَ مَلِكًا, that Talut, who was a person amongst them, Allah ta'ala has made him as a king over you. Now they look at this person in their understanding, anna yakunu lahu al-mulku alayna wa nahnu ahqqu bil-mulki minhu wa lam yu'ta sa'atan min al-mal, that how can this person be a king over us? We are more rightful to be king than him. We are more wealthy than him. He hasn't been given any wealth. In their understanding, a king has to be a person that possesses a lot of wealth. If he does not have wealth, he cannot be a ruler or a leader or a king. So the Nabi tells him that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ, that Allah Ta'ala has chosen him over you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him two qualities that are crucial in every leader. That is, he has strength, he is powerful, he is strong, and he has intellect in him. He's an intelligent person, and he has strength. So he can give you strategy in warfare. So they realize that they have no choice and they have to follow and accept the king that was appointed upon them. Now this large army of approximately 50,000, as commentators have mentioned, they are going now to fight the king of that time, that was Jalut, in war. So the king tells them that إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, that Allah's father is going to put you put you through a test. That it is very hot, you are thirsty, you are going to be passing by a river. Whoever drinks from that river is not from amongst us. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. But whoever does not drink from that water and does not drink from that river, then they will be part of the army. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. It so happened that almost that entire army failed the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they drank from that water. Except, Quran mentions, except a very, very small number. According to Mufassirin, Allah knows best, this number at that time was also 313. 313 from 50,000. Only 313 had passed the test and did not drink from that river. Now the small number are continuing on their journey. The rest of them, they became completely weak and helpless and they were unable to continue on their journey. فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ قَالُوا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ. This army continues and they come to meet the tyrant ruler of the time, that was Jalut. Now Talut had intended to send Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam to go and face the mighty Jalut. So Dawud alayhi salam goes with a catapult and Jalut looks at him and mocks him and laughs at him and says that you are going to face me in combat with something that is used to repel dogs. So Dawud alayhi salam with a great amount of confidence tells him that this is something which you are saying is used to repel dogs, but rather you are worse than a dog. You are the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And taking that, Dawud alayhi salam places a pebble inside that catapult and aims it at the forehead of Jalut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed that pebble with such strength that he was able to penetrate through the temple of Jalut straight into his brain, and by which he had fallen down and he died on the spot with the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah ta'ala mentions, فَهَذَمُهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ وَآتَى اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَهُمْ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ. That Allah ta'ala had given them strength from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Dawud alayhi salam on this occasion killed Jalut, and Allah ta'ala thereafter made him a king, a leader, and Allah ta'ala had granted him hikmah and wisdom. But the point that comes about here is that kam min fi'atin qalilatin ghalabat fi'atan kathiratan bi'izni Allah. That how often we find that a small number, victory was not based on power and strength and might. Victory was based on yaqeen and tawakkul on the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a small number, just like how in Badr and on this occasion, a small number was able to conquer and wipe out a large number with the permission and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us this example of Badr, wherein the malaika had come down to assist. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu mentions that one person from amongst the Sahaba was following a mushrik who was running away, and the Sahabi was chasing after him. And as he was chasing after him, he heard a sound of a cracking of a whip, but he could not see any person. So he looked up, and thereafter when he looked back at the mushrik, he said this mushrik is on the floor, and the cracking of a whip was sounded, and a mark was across his face, making ishara to his nose and his mouth, and he's saying that the place that where this person was struck, it had turned black and green. Such was the assistance that Allah SWT had given them on the occasion of Badr. So friends and elders, the two prerequisites was the dua of Allah subhanahu, the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the yaqeen and tawakkul, total conviction in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this Mubarak month of Ramadan. One of the requirements of this month also is for us to increase in our dua. We find that in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem mentions that thalathatun la turaddu da'watuhum. That there are three groups of people whose du'as are not rejected. One is a just ruler, one is a fasting person who his du'a is not rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the third is an oppressed person. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem also mentions that ittaqu da'wat al-mazloom fa inna laysa baynahu wa bayna Allah hijabun. That be very, very careful and be afraid of the du'a of an oppressed person. If you oppress and cause harm to a person, then between this person's dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no barrier. His dua goes straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, a ruler who is just, He has earned the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that despite him having power, control, authority and might over people, he has people under his control, but he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his action so much that he does not abuse his authority, that Allah ta'ala readily accepts the dua of a just ruler. And likewise, the fasting person, right till the time he breaks his fast, the entire duration of his fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily accepts his duas. Friends and elders, we find that we make dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to accept our duas. There are certain times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept our dua immediately, but after a while, according to one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that a person makes dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah ta'ala accepted in either of three ways. One is that whatever dua he had made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the exact requirement or the exact request that he had made. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever this person is asking for is not the best for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him in another way. And Allah ta'ala, perhaps Allah ta'ala will give him something which Allah ta'ala felt more better for him. He had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for wealth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala felt that health was more better for him and more beneficial for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with good health. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes a calamity that was destined to befall this person. Or another way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of a person is that Allah ta'ala keeps it in reward in store for him in the year after. And it is mentioned that a person will pass away and he will go by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will see a whole heap of reward, a whole heap of good deeds kept in store for him. And he will wonder that where this reward has come from. And thereafter it will be mentioned to him that such and such dua of yours was rejected in this world. It was kept in store for you as good deeds for the hereafter. And it is mentioned that he will wish and desire that every dua of man had been rejected. Such is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless a person would for those du'as that were rejected in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Friends and elders, let us utilize it to the maximum benefit and let us not fall prey to the curses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that ba'dan liman adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu, that curses, destruction, that person is doomed. Who this Mubarak month of Ramadan reaches that person, but he fails to gain the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fails to make a change in his life. Why? Because this Mubarak month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the shayateen are tied up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased the reward for good deeds, that if a person does a sunnat and nafil act, he will get the reward of a fard act. And if a person does the reward of a fard act, he will get the reward of 70 faraid. The doors of Jahannam are closed. The door of Jannat is open. Ya baghi al khair aqbil, that the person who is seeking good, the call is called out, that come forward and seek good. This is the Mubarak month that is given to us. It is upon a person now to gain maximum benefit from this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of increasing our amal. May Allah Rabbul Izzat give us the tawfiq of earning our Jannat in this month. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.